Episode 367, June 18th, 2018.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
From radio, now in a closet studio, they are Robin Joe. All the listeners in the chat room, they make Rob mad, mad, mad. But when they slurp our producer, you know it makes them glad, glad. The girls that Joe loves so, they're all too young to vote. He wants them. Oh, tied to his bedpost. Oh, baby, it's still Robin.
So I almost died today, Joe Robinson.
Really? Or
no, not really. Right. But I mean, I felt horrible. You know, we have this little backyard area where weeds tend to thrive.
Okay.
And I don't pay attention. So Tawanda's always telling me to monitor it, and I'm like, whatever. And then she's like, yeah, they're getting really bad, and I'm still not paying attention. And she's finally like, you gotta take care of this. So of course, you know, it's the hottest day of the year.
95 degrees.
And I go out there and it's horrible. Like, how could I not see this? It's like 4 feet tall.
They're
like,
growing up the side
exactly,
of the house.
Exactly. They're tangled together. I mean, how am I not noticing this?
Oh, your neighbors hate you.
Yeah, they do.
It's funny because I already told this, my neighbor saying, hey, if you want to borrow. So if I've already told this, you'll stop me. But I go out. My neighbors are outside.
You said this last week to the neighbors, the other neighbors. We talked last week.
Okay,
but not on the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my neighbor goes, you want to borrow the weed whacker? Right. This is about 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago. And I realized, my lawn must be unruly in the back.
Right.
I didn't know. We're getting a patio. So I'm just like, eventually they're just going to rip it up. I didn't care. But I go, yeah, sure. I look at it. You have to put gas in it. I mean, it looks like a pain in the ass, right?
Wow, hard.
So I go, you know what? I go, let me, I got something to do tonight. I'll come do it tomorrow. She goes, no, it's no problem. I go, Lord, I almost said her name. I go, listen, I get it.
You get it.
You're embarrassed by this lawn. I'll take care of it. So I went and I bought a manual lawnmower.
What?
But you see my lawn. It's the size. Yeah. And once the patio goes in, it takes 5 minutes now.
Not an electric, a manual.
Well, why would I buy an electric? Literally, it's probably four back and forths after the patio's in.
True.
So I got a weed whacker and I have a manual lawnmower.
Look at you. No one's going to want to borrow your shit. Yeah.
Well, they can.
Yeah. So, so I was out there and it was a friggin' nightmare. And I finished half of it, and then I gave up because I suck at that. I am not good at the lawn stuff, but I'm the one that does it. But I'm good enough at it so that I don't think I should pay someone to do it.
Well, you think about
it in between.
The weeds, are you uprooting them?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not just chopping them off at the head and
no, I'm getting
grow.
Down there. I got gloves.
Oh,
but I had pants on, sweatpants, because I didn't know what was down there.
Oh, you must have been miserable.
Yeah. A hat and shirt. And
if you
gloves.
Treated it seriously, it would have taken you over an hour, right?
I was out there close to an hour. Yeah.
So,
I mean, I wasn't. I did real work.
One reason
I've been hot all day. I've never gotten cool.
The only reason. Oh, well, this room isn't going to help.
God, it's horrible.
The only reason that I know how hot it is, I was on 98 Rock this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. And they said it was going to be 95, and I thought about Katie's dad, who has a car that has no air conditioning, and the driver's side window doesn't roll down.
What is he doing? What is he, Michael Chamberlain?
I don't know what he's doing.
Is that a reference to the bonus show? Sorry, people.
We should call him. Hey, Robbie, can we call him? Can we call Katie's dad?
Yeah, you got to text me his number.
All right, I'm going to do that while we're talking, because I'm going to tell you what he did to me, too.
Would this be his first time ever on the show?
Yeah, I'm sure it would be. Hold on, I gotta text it. So we go out for his for Father's Day, right?
Yeah. Happy Father's Day, Joe.
Thanks, man.
Sure.
And
got your movie pass.
We gotta talk about that too. So we go to this little, you know, deli or something like that, and I sit back down with my food, and all of a sudden I sit back down after I order, and the girl that works there comes and brings by the food, and she goes, Are you Joe Robinson?
Look at you.
I go, do you listen to 98? No. She goes, I recognize your voice. I said, do you listen to 98 Rock? She said, yeah. I said, I'm on that station. She goes, oh, yeah. I go, thanks for listening. Hey, she didn't know who I was. Katie's dad was fucking with me. She said, go ask that guy right there if he's on the...
He loves to fuck with you.
Hold on. Katie says he might answer only if I call him first.
Well,
no, he'll answer me. Katie, maybe he's going to think.
But he's not going to
answer you.
Number.
He's answering our
thing. See. Yeah, Katie, tell him to pick up.
He's texting me his number.
Yeah. I'm trying. I'm moving. I couldn't be moving any more slowly.
All right, shout out to J.L. Covan. Gave us both of us a shout out in this past episode last week.
Did he apologize for his behavior?
He called it a mea culpa. Yes.
Oh, good. I actually put a tweet out, which was very well received.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I almost sent out a political tweet.
I saw that, and then you said you decided
to. Well, I actually sent it.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I sent it, I yanked it back.
Do you want to say it?
No, I don't.
Good. Well, luckily, you don't have a lot of... It's not like you have tens of thousands of followers. You can get away with that.
It would help. Thanks. Oh, thank God. I don't have a lot of followers.
Yeah, you're not as successful.
I have 2,100 followers. That's not good.
I mean, it's not enough to, like, you worry
Kim
about
Kardashian
screenshotting it. No, it's not Kim Kardashian. You are not Kim Kardashian. But thank you for the kind words, Jay Allen. Thank you for, as always, liking me more than Joe and Andy Klein. That's all that matters. Are we getting Katie's dad the phone here? We're allowed to say his name, right?
Frank.
We said it 1,000 times, probably.
Hello?
Oh, there he is.
Frank.
So first time ever on the Rob and Joe show, Frank Push.
Yeah, you are on the Rob and Joe show. We were worried about you, Frank, because, you know, it's 97 degrees today, and your car... Hello, can you hear us?
He can't hear us.
He can't? Oh, man.
Probably this phone doesn't work after being in that hot car all day.
He's melted the receiver.
I don't think it was us. I think that was his phone. You want to try again?
Sure, let's try again.
Yeah, try again. I can't wait to hear him say hello a bunch of times.
Like even though Marcus isn't on, I actually tested Skype when I hooked everything back up.
Of course you did.
More Rob and Joe tech wizardry.
Do you want to go or me?
What's the matter? You can go.
All right.
Hello?
Can you hear us now?
Hello?
Frank, can you hear
Frank,
us?
Frank, can you hear us?
No, it's like we keep saying it. He's not going to be able to.
Hello?
Maybe he's fucking with us. He does that.
He could be.
Can't hear you.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, well.
All right. Well, we tried.
He doesn't sound too good.
Hello?
How many times? Just leave him on there, Robbie. Right. Okay. See if we can get him to keep saying hello.
He sounds much cooler. His voice in person is cooler than his phone voice.
Oh, you don't think this is a cool voice?
No.
What we're hearing right now?
No, I think he is.
So there he goes.
There he goes. Wedding's off. So I went to the Caps parade. And I ran into Eric Woodworth. Well, I mean, I knew he was going to be there. And, you know, I saw, you know, the enough of it. And then he was at this bar down the street. And I said, you know, let's go there. Let's finish this up there. So, Eric, you know, we like to, like, have fun. So, the bar is obviously...
Great. Good idea, Robbie. Right.
God. Right as I start something.
I think this is a mistake. Only two hellos.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. This is Frank.
You can hear us now?
Now I can hear now, yeah.
All right. Good advantage, Robbie.
Robbie, obviously it was on your end, Robbie. What did you do?
Yeah, there was something loose.
Okay. It was your fault.
All right. Now, this is what we wanted to ask you about. First of all, first time on the Rob and Joe show. Don't be nervous. I know you're excited.
Congrats.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes, I am. It was this year in Joe Robbins' name.
Well, I had told him the story about when you had the waitress come up and ask if I was a famous person or whatever the hell you did. Okay. Anyway, but then I mentioned that today was 95 degrees and that you drive a car that not only doesn't have air conditioning, but also the driver's side window doesn't roll down. And I was just wondering what that experience was like today.
And it was very rough today, actually, because I worked outside today for a while. And I was thinking, oh, my God, I got to eat in this car. Plus, hey, Joe, plus it doesn't have power steering either. Power steering pump's broken, too.
They're going to think you're poor on this show.
No power steering. Window doesn't work and air conditioning. And then I was coming down 97, which is where I was stuck in traffic, and it was pretty rough. It was very, very rough, yes.
Well, what are you waiting for? Get a new car.
Is it because of the wedding?
I have a wedding to pay for, so I don't know how I'm going to do that.
Good job, Joe.
So,
listen, whatever this expense is, it's not my fault. It's more his wife's fault than it is my fault. If he can't get a new car, it's not on me.
He's not going to survive the summer. Yeah.
I want him to get whatever he wants. Take it straight out of the wedding budget. Get your window fixed. Not a new car.
My wife, she wants it. She wants me to get a new car, but she said I'm cheap, so.
Are the windows, are they roll-up?
No, they're actually power. Huh. And so I actually have three windows at work.
Just the one on the wrong side.
So when I go to a bank or a drive-through window, I actually have to open my, door. And then also where I work at, we have ID badges we have to scan. So I actually have to open my door to scan my ID to get in. And it's embarrassing because I got people behind me usually looking at me like, what the hell is going on?
Can we start a GoFundMe or something new car?
Well, at least get the windows fixed.
No, new car. Doesn't that mean new? It could be new used, but new to you. What are you driving?
You know, it's actually, I have a friend, and Joe, you know him, Andrew.
Yeah.
He said he would fix the air condition, the power steering pump, and also the window for about $500, which isn't bad.
You know what? Joe will get that for you for Father's Day. He will do that. Right,
Father's
Joe?
Day's over.
No,
I've already given. I've
no,
already
too late.
Katie already put my name on the card.
Is there a birthday coming up?
Yeah, that name's on the card, and I actually I have a picture of Rob. Just think of this.
Yeah,
I get a Father's Day gift. And I got a picture of Joe. You know, isn't that nice?
Hey, it's just me. It's a headshot. There's nobody else in the picture.
And then I'll tell you, I actually put it on my desk today at work, and I had a couple people come by, and they're like, "Who is that?" And I'm like, "You know, it's my wife and my daughter and myself and." Who's that guy right there with the glasses and the wild hairdo? I'm like, that's Joe Robinson. You know?
The wild hairdo.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Frank, be honest.
It was spiked up. It was spiked up.
That's what he does.
Hey, am I allowed to call you Dad? Can I call you Dad?
You know what? I've been waiting for this, Joe, because I heard this on 98 Rock about 4 or 5 months ago that you actually brought this up. And you know what? Ever since we've known each other, I have never heard you call me anything. But the other day, I heard you call me Frank. And that was the first time I have ever heard you call me anything. You're always like, you know, beat around the bush and saying my name, you know.
Well, I'm going to start calling you Daddy, if that's okay.
Dada, Pop.
Big Daddy.
Hey, Big Daddy.
You know, anything you want to say.
No, that's true, because when I was, you know, I don't know if you know this, and maybe it's a bad time to let you, I was married before. And
what? How'd that work out?
I think he knows. Anyway, but her dad, his name was Ron. I never said Ron.
Really?
I never one time said Ron. And her mom's name is Corinne. Never said it. I've never said that.
Well, how do you not?
Well, it just, for some reason, it felt strange.
What about Katie's mom?
Katie's mom, I call Chris, and I call him Frank. Yeah, when we were away at on vacation in Charleston, I said their names like 10, 11 times.
Probably too much. They're like,
we got it.
Really? Yeah. Did you? I didn't hear you say my, maybe you did say my name a couple of times. I know you call Chris all the time. You know, you'll say, you know, Chris, you know, I appreciate this, Chris, you know, and stuff. And, but, Yeah, that's okay. You know, Joe, I understand. You know, we're actually close in age, so I understand that.
Yeah, but that's why I didn't know. I didn't know how to address you.
Hey, Frank, when you look at your family now and your extended family, where does Joe rank in terms of attractiveness? Is he like he's got to be at the bottom? Right?
I've got to be. There's nobody worse looking than me. Well, listen,
Joe, you're a good looking guy.
Hey, thanks,
Joe,
man. I appreciate it. I generally think that Dad, I'll call him Dad.
Yeah.
I know he likes me, but I'm clearly the worst looking. When we go out, I'm the worst looking.
Well, I know amongst the immediate family, but I'm looking for cousins. Is there anybody you could even beat?
Let me think. There's some old people in the family that I'm. Yeah, I might still look better than. I try to make up for it in personality.
Yeah, I'm nearby one now. I can't say his name, but like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. You think I'm better looking than DJ. I got you.
Oh, okay.
DJ is the grandpa that lives with them.
He's 117. I think
he's in his
80s.
He's not much older than me. Than you, Joe. So, Joe, you're a good looking guy.
Oh,
really,
thanks, man. Thanks. You're good looking too. Yeah, thanks.
I think you're very popular, you know, with a lot of people that I work with, you know, because when I mention Joe Robinson, they always say, the guy from 98 Rock? Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Think of really? So you're very, that guy,
you
know, that guy.
Do you think they'd rather Joe was marrying your daughter or Spiegel?
Well, I like Spiegel. I mean, I see Joe. I listened to the radio station today. I was surprised you were on today. I was like, damn, you didn't tell. That's another thing. You didn't tell me yesterday that you were going to be on 98 Rock today.
Yeah, talk to your father.
Like, you know why?
I was too busy beating off fans at that restaurant we went to. I
thought that was going somewhere else.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I saw your reaction because I got there early. I saw your reaction when she came up and said about Joe Robinson. Yeah, I work for 98.
No, first of all, no.
Did his chest puff up, Frank?
No, that's completely wrong. When that happened, I'm like, he's going to shit on me. So I didn't realize he was the reason it was happening because that's happened once before. And when it's happened, he's like, oh, I don't even want to go out and face him once that happens. Right, Dad?
Yeah. Hey, and it's also, you know, he never mentioned Rob. He never mentions your name, and you guys are partners. I mean, he's like, you know, he should be
really,
you know, add your name into yeah.
Because he gets on me about doing that.
No, if people recognize me from 98 Rock, I don't mention your name.
Why not?
But if people say they know me from the Rob and Joe show, then I do.
What about the murder mystery?
Then
well,
I do.
Well, why don't you push like, hey, you know what? I work for 98 Rock. Also, you know, I work for the Rob and Joe show.
But you, Rob's PR man.
Rob's name in there.
No, you really don't, Joe. I mean, you're never pushing the podcast. Did you plug the shows on the murder mystery? Did you plug the future ones?
Yes, I did. Look at you, you came at me like Robbie, and a matter of fact, I did. One more thing, though. I was at the Quarterfield Grill. This was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there was a lady outside, and she heard my voice. She goes, "Are you Joe Robinson?" And I said, yeah, I am. She goes, oh, I know Frank Push. So I thought it's because she was a Joe Robinson fan, but really just
that's your son, Frank. Hey, yeah. Frank, thanks for joining us. Stay out of the heat, man. Get that
right,
air conditioning fixed.
Yeah, get it fixed, man. Get it fixed. All right. All right, see you, bud.
Bye.
Well, that was exciting. Now we've had both your fathers on the show.
That's true. Maybe I'll have him in here.
So I was talking about the Caps parade, and I ran into Eric Woodworth. We end up going, you know, he texted me, he's at this bar. So I go over there, and Eric likes to do this thing in sports crowds where he wants the crowd to start chanting the local WNBA team.
Mystics.
So we're at the bar, and he pulls out his phone. He puts it on, like, selfie video mode, and he says to this guy behind him, he doesn't know this guy, he says, hey, I'm going to start a chant, and when I start chanting, you're going to join in. He goes, yeah. So the guy obviously thinks it's going to be something, you know, Capitals related. So he starts going, let's go Mystics. the whole bar suddenly, let's go Mystics.
Oh, I would have loved that.
And then they had the parade on the TV, and then it was on, like, the local ABC affiliate. And then when it ended, whatever soap opera was on was then on. So that was what was showing in the bar. So we start chanting, General Hospital. We just took over. It was good times.
Yeah, at the murder mystery, we'll probably talk about this after the next break, but Eric was on fire, as usual.
Yeah.
But he made a joke that got nothing.
Nice.
And as soon as it got nothing, he walked back and goes, I know you're going to talk about this on the Rob and Joe show.
Well, should we? Let's tease and we'll come right back and we'll tell the Eric Woodward joke. Rob and Joe, she'll be right back.
Die Laughing Productions is back with another hilarious whodunit murder mystery comedy show from the people who brought you A Merry Murder Mystery and the newly dead game Comes Back to the 80s. You're attending an event at Glenbrook North High in Chicago, Illinois, where the students, faculty, and alumni are gathering to open a time capsule that was planted exactly 30 years ago. But a still unsolved murder case will transport you back when gas was under a dollar a gallon and cell phones were the size of a brick. Ferris Bueller, Marty McFly, and all things 80s murder mystery mashed up with me, Justin from 98 Rock, and the audience, you're going to be the star. Some of you will get to play parts in the show, and all of you will guess who the murderer is. Guess right, you could win something bitchin'. Guess wrong, and you'll be a butthead. Jean jackets and leg warmers are encouraged. Eat, drink, laugh, and solve a murder. Back to the 80s.
Next performance, July 10th at Ram's Head on Stage in Annapolis. Tickets are on sale right now. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
I want to suck your tits.
God. Oh, welcome back.
I love those out of context drops.
That's what Robbie does. Eric is known to have one moment that he takes something too far or he tries too hard and it falls flat.
Here's what he said. He goes, "I'm from Moscow." He, you know, that's his character. By the way, his character was Ben.
A Russian dancer,
but he's now has his last name is Kuznetsov.
Kuznetsov, ever a Capitals player.
That's
yes.
Right. Yeah. But he said, "Robbie, tell me if I have it right." He said he was from Moscow. He said, that's what I say when I'm at Taco Bell. Moscow.
Yes.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Do you even get that?
No, I don't.
No, I didn't get it.
I didn't get it either. So I guess mas in Spanish means more.
Oh, it does. Yes.
Mas.
Like more meat. Wow, it was a stretch. And people were like, they weren't having it. They literally gave him nothing.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. So he told me that he was watching the Caps game and he was standing up and he was sweating because it's, you know, it's the final game.
And it's him.
And it's him, right? Right? And so eventually he takes his pants off. So he's his underwear. And when they scored the winning goal, he starts screaming. And meanwhile, it's like 10:30 at night or something. And his wife runs out. They have kids. It's like, what are you doing? You're naked. You're sweating. You're yelling. We have a family.
Actually, I didn't realize this, but his wife, his beautiful wife, Tracy,
yes,
is a fan of the show. She listens to the Rob and Joe show.
Yes, that's good. We love you, Tracy.
So much so that she had a comment about last week's show. Rob, can you want to read that?
Yeah. Eric screenshotted their text conversation. This is Tracy saying, "So Mike Chamberlain is a dick? Is it an act? Or is that how he really is like?" And then Eric says, "Never met him." And then Joe said, "No, he's a dick, but I love him." And Eric said, "I love the episode. He's next level wet blanket to all things that people like. I love it."
Yeah, he was immediately recognized as a dick.
Yeah.
Can we talk about what happened to Eric's bag and his costume?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how that's going to translate. Did I tell you this?
No.
Okay, so.
Now I'm worried.
So, Eric, by the way, the bag looks like it's worth about $400. It's that Batman bag. It's obviously this top of the line backpack. I guarantee you spent three figures for this bag, right?
Wow.
No, I think it's a $100 backpack. I do.
Sure.
Anyway, but I have to carry 1,000 things in, right?
Yeah.
They all stay at the hotel. I come back and I put the keyboard in, the stand in, all the electronics, the monitor, the box that has all the, I mean, backpacks.
The car's packed.
It's packed. I carry everything in. All of a sudden, Robbie goes, "Something's dripping out of this bag." Now, I saw Eric put his vape juice in there. I'm like, that's going to suck. His vape juice leaked or whatever.
Oh, by the way, Rob, it was laying on that grand piano in the corner.
So we pick it up. It is drenched. Okay. Go inside. There's an entire bottle of bourbon. It's got an inch in the bottom.
Oh, my God.
And it is
that's
poured
the real
out
crime.
All over every, including the thing, his costume. And it is soaked. So, of course, I hang it from that pole down in the green room, right? Everything, his sweatpants, his head, everything.
Oh, my God.
I hang out there. Katie then comes. She's blow drying it. He reeks of bourbon, right? So he's walking around.
It almost helps.
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah. And you could smell him from the whole.
Well, I am. You know, I wasn't at this show, so I'm always, you know, concerned. Not concerned, but I'm concerned with any show. Is everything tech setup wise? But I don't want to bug you about it. But luckily, Hank and Laura Reuter were there, and Diana Barrett, listeners. And Hank took a posted on Facebook, you know, a shot of the stage. They were there early, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to see the keyboard set up, the monitor. So I was like, oh, everything's fine. I don't have to text Joe. So they love the show. I got an email, I think I forwarded to you and Justin, from Tom Jewell, another listener who loved the show. Somebody just on Facebook, Brian Berryhill, loved the show. Third time was the charm. My group finally fingered the killer. Also managed to win the prize. So there will definitely be a fourth murder for us to investigate. So that's awesome. August 11th.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
No, I don't like when people that come to all the shows win free tickets.
Yeah, but we like when they reference. they know a Robbie reference, so that's good. No, you're welcome. You're welcome back anytime.
The first show that we had was, it was about as good a show we've ever had. I mean, we might have had shows as good, but
it was an A+.
A++. I mean, it was just absolutely hysterical.
A laugh a minute.
But the other thing is the second show, which was pretty good. I mean, I think it was still an A, right, Robbie? Maybe B+A. It was really, really funny.
Still a solid show.
Yeah.
But I was walking around. There's these two old ladies sitting at the table.
And this is our Michael Jackson theme show.
And she goes, hey, are you guys created this? I go, yeah, yeah. She goes, you know, my only suggestion is that if you're going to say it's a Michael Jackson themed show, there should be more Michael Jackson songs. Now, I'm not exaggerating. There's probably about 30 Michael Jackson songs played. Robbie, do you agree?
More.
She probably heard more than that. Yeah, she probably heard 40. I mean.
Well, literally every song is a Michael Jackson or Jackson 5 song.
Robbie had some tire issue. He had to run out while they were flipping the room, right?
Yeah.
And there was a song playing. I'd never fucking heard it. I mean, we're down to where, you know, it's going to be hard to not hear. He's playing every Michael Jackson song that exists.
So anything I don't get that, her insult or her critique then.
I don't know. Maybe it's in the show, but I think there's 7 in the show.
Didn't she say you guys are musicians?
She goes, you guys are musicians. I go, no. By the way, the only person up there that's doing, we have one person that is an outstanding singer. Then we have two good singers.
Yeah.
And then we have Sean playing keyboard. He does not play at all.
No.
If you look at the keyboard, we have masking tape on it, so he knows how to play the 4 notes in Billie Jean.
Yeah.
And she thinks, but I said, no, we're not musicians. And I said, what song would you have wanted to hear? And then as soon as I started, I go, I don't have time to deal with her. I was going around helping people with their sheets.
Yeah, you're working hard.
So I left. So I'm like, okay, thank you. We'll try to play more songs. Goodbye. Next thing you know, I see her talking to Tommy. I'm like, this old bitch is right. So I think she's going to... No. You want to know what her second complaint was?
What was that?
Oh, my God.
She goes, that guy who's walking around, who's that? He goes, Justin's like, well, meanwhile, Justin is just destroying, okay? And she goes, well, maybe he could ask less of the questions, and the audience could kind of come up with their own questions and answers.
What?
No.
He goes, you know, lady, it's a murder mystery. You can't, we have to know who did it.
Right.
We can't have you guys giving clues that we are not familiar with. Then I realized she was just retarded.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a little too interactive. Well, you're invited back, though.
You know, I'm looking at the show names, and I busted Robbie last week, and he's often denied that he doesn't, but there was one name that it had to be him.
Yeah.
And now I look at these, and I, you know, I'm wondering which ones are his, because...
Well, can we read them, or are they too...
Yeah, no, too birthday dirty. Truffle, that's you giving me, 5-plated, obviously not him, Gramps, yeah. There's a bunch of people that didn't put, just guessed 5, you know, a bunch of numbers, a bunch of those. Keckner Ball Licker was in.
Yep.
That was last week.
Good time.
So I think that might be Captain Cupcake, because he likes to take shots at you. That's my guess. But Lucky Melanoma. Now, with that, I'm pretty sure that's Robbie. You know what Lucky Melanoma means?
No.
So I didn't want to have to take my shirt off at the beach in Charleston, but
yes.
Frank had some skin thing, so he wears a shirt. I'm like, oh, good. Now strong. I can wear a shirt, and that's what that is. I'm pretty sure that's Robbie. And then Nambla song, that's funny, but that doesn't sound like Robbie.
No.
Pine Robinson. No. And then Restivo Phoenix. I don't remember that. Do you?
That does sound familiar.
That was...
Then it's Robbie's name. Go ahead, explain.
It was Jim Amato said it last week.
Yes.
When we were talking about...
Oh, that's right. We were trying to guess Joaquin Phoenix's...
Yes,
okay.
Restivo Phoenix.
Got it.
I do like that.
All right.
So speaking of Koechner and his balls, I was with him this past week in Columbus, Ohio, my dad's hometown. So
did
so
your dad come out and... Oh, he's
he
here.
Here, but
yeah.
No, a couple uncles did. But there was a girl that I had met. We were there 2 years ago, and when I posted on Facebook that I would be back there, she goes, "Hey, I'll see you this weekend." I go, "Okay, cool." And I couldn't figure out how that I knew her, other than I assumed that she was a server, that she worked at the Funny Bone. So we did press Friday morning, and the girl that was chaperoning us works at the club, and I said, "Hey, is this girl one of your servers?" She goes, "No, she's just big fan of comics."
Oh, that means she's
a groupie.
Right. So she shows up Saturday, hammered. I mean, just gone, right? So I see her. She appears to have aged about 7 years in 2 years.
Okay. How old would you say she is?
Probably late 30s, early 40s. Okay. Probably late 30s. Although I would have said 35 2 years ago, and now it could be whatever. But anyway, so I introduce her to this other comic, Al, on the show. I said, "Hey, Al, this is Rebecca. She's a big fan of comedy." She goes, "Yeah, but I'm not a whore." So she just says that. So
did he go, "Oh, nice meeting you," and leave?
Well, that basically saying you're a whore. Who would say that, right? So she says, "Do you want a drink?" I say, "Sure." I drink. I take it. It's a beer. And then I say, "I got to go talk in the back." And then I just never came back out.
Okay.
Because I knew that her cell phone, she didn't have my phone number, but her cell phone was dead. So she couldn't Facebook me. So I was in the clear.
And then you saw Al out there with her.
I saw that Al banged her. Yes.
What's the over under on how many comics she's blown?
I mean, when the woman that works there says that about her, it's probably, and she's an alcoholic, so.
Is she attractive?
She was attractive.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Or 7 years
but
ago?
She also has a lot of photos, and you can't tell when they were.
Yeah, but you've seen her.
I remember her looking like this.
Which one best represents her? Well, this is the old her.
No, that's the one I remember.
Okay, well, that chick's adorable.
Yes.
She doesn't look like that now.
She's had a rough couple years.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever see that picture of the woman who's on meth or whatever, and you see her every time she gets arrested getting uglier and uglier?
Yes. Yeah.
So she's beautiful in the first one at the end. She looks like the girl from the lit truck driver from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was it. But it was a good weekend. Columbus, five shows. I was actually emceeing because they already had somebody booked, but I was able to sell T-shirts from the MC spot, which is hard to do because no one else was selling merchandise, so advantage me. But I'll be in San Francisco with them at the end of July, and then going to be back in Ohio at Cincinnati in, I think, September, October, in Orlando. So we're traveling the world, Joseph.
Rob is wearing a Stanley Cup Champions T-shirt and a Stanley Cup Champions hat.
Yep.
Now, that reminds me of a little bit of former show announcer Tim, yep, where every article of clothing he has on is from some team, but at least they're the same team. Tim usually would have four different teams, hat, shirt, jacket, shorts, four separate teams. But how long do you think you're going to be excited about this? Couple more months, maybe?
The rest of my life, I think. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
You're still excited. You're right, because I'm still excited about the last Redskins Super Bowl.
Yes. I mean, I don't think I'll be wearing this in 5 years. Well, the hat you can kind of.
Yeah, well,
hats you wear longer than a T-shirt.
But you can't wear that, like if they choke in the playoffs next year. You know what
you're
I mean?
Right, but I have other Caps hats that aren't. Look, I bought two shirts and a hat, and then online, and then at the parade, and this was only $10. They had cheaper shirts, so I was like, what am I going to do, not spend $10? And I have a charcoal and a red and a blue shirt, and then I have this hat.
I do need to get a Caps hat. I don't think I'm going to get a Stanley Cup hat, but just with the logo on it.
Well,
And I got nothing right now. I think about my sports life, and you know, a lot of my entertainment comes through the sports world.
Yeah.
And I, right now I have nothing. Matter of fact, we just did a U.S. Open pool.
Yes.
And then it was me and you and three of our other friends and Katie. Katie was in it.
Yep.
And we did it. Katie picked first. I think we went, and then we went oldest to youngest. And after I picked.
A draft, snake draft, like right. fantasy football.
After the first day, Katie was way, way in first place.
Yeah.
And then she goes, and after the second day, she was even further in first place. And then my team didn't make it out of the second day because you had to have two golfers remain. And so I was out of it.
And Katie, Jordan Spieth and Tiger Woods missed the cut.
Yes. But the, my third pick, Patrick Reed, he finished in the top four or five. Doesn't matter.
Right.
As soon as she found out my those two missed the cut, she goes, yeah, I hated your team. She immediately shits on my team after the fact. And of course, it, there's a lot of luck involved. Would you agree with that? She had the number one pick. She took the number one player in the world. That,
yeah,
that helps.
Yeah, he finished third or fourth, so that's good.
Yeah, I don't. Didn't basically everybody pick in order?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, but she ended up barely winning, but.
Well, she was up by one stroke going into the last hole. But the last golfer, the golfer that won it bogeyed the last
right,
hole.
Her, he guy, was, yeah. her guy birdied, so she ended up winning by three, right?
Was it three? Yeah, something yeah. like that, yeah.
But she, is she here? Because she was getting upset at you earlier saying that you hated, that she hated your team.
Hey, Katie, come in here.
She took issue with that.
Let me get this mic up if she yeah. comes in. I don't know, man.
Hey, Katie.
How many pushes can we have on the show?
I know, it is a bit much, right? So now she just, is she talking shit about beating you in this pool? Come into the song,
listen, if she was talking shit, I would like it. But she's not. She's like, yeah, I didn't like I'm just some fucking, you know, yeah, I saw your team. Now all of a sudden she's the expert in the family
she
and I'm
just dismissed.
I'm some dumbass.
Are you forgetting that you can you hear me?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Whenever I said, oh no, there's still 3 days left, like anything could happen, you're like, no, you're obviously going to win. So well, you were pumping me up.
Whoa, so because I was pumping you up? Then you started attacking my picks.
Hey, I really like your new car. Well, your car's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I know.
No, Vegas was talking crap about Rob's team.
Well, yeah. That's what we do.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I guess we don't do that because I hurt your feelings.
Oh,
no,
wow,
no.
Joe.
What I'm saying is I don't remember you saying you hate my team, but as soon as I got out of it and you were like dominating. By the way, you know, after day one or two, first and second place, the difference between first and second place was the same as the difference between second and last place. That's how far Katie was ahead.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're saying that she talked trash saying she hated your team, but then the result proved that your team was worthy of being hated.
You did have the worst team and I had the best team.
Okay, no, I understand. By the way, I didn't have the worst team because I was tied for, well, I guess I did. I was tied for the
Look
worst
at him.
Team. But let me ask you a question.
Are you more upset that you lost to the second time in the row of a golf pool?
No,
hold
on. I was last
you
second time in a row.
You caught last twice in a row.
Are you more upset that you were last twice in a row or that I beat you?
No, you beat... That doesn't bother me at all. Yeah.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It bothers me.
You know what does bother me is, why do I have to pay? I had to still pay.
Yes, you have to pay.
What do you mean, why do you have to pay? We did a pool. You lost. We each paid $20 to the winner.
Well, our money is the same.
No, but the but
we
you like
together.
You like someone handing you money when you win something.
Okay.
It's just the act of it.
I get
that. Did you pay me, by the way?
Yeah, I have a picture of you with the $20 bill at El Saltos.
You did pay
me. Man,
she's
trying to get
40
out
of me. Can we post that photo?
Yeah, you can post that, right? The post,
no, that's fine.
Yeah, the photo of you with my $20.
She wants her own $20.
She got it. But
I'll probably spend it on you anyway.
No,
you
know don't do that.
Okay.
But my point is that, you know, we're getting married. It's our money. Everything we have now is joint.
Good to know.
So
what do you want to bet? Something else? And the next time we do this pool, you and Katie have a decide deal?
Yeah, we're not a group. We don't do group bets.
I'm sorry. I have to blow Vegas if he wins the pool. I don't want to do that.
Man, that's a you really want to win that thing.
I do. Now, we'll probably do it again. The British Open is usually like a couple weeks later.
I guess Katie's going to talk about my shit team.
Can you just be happy for me? I feel like you're being a hater.
No, wait a minute. No. Did you hear the analogy? It's like if I say, hey, you have a nice car, and you go, oh, well, your car's a piece of shit.
No, I don't think that's true.
It's Scott Apple. It was very much, very much like that.
Robbie, do you want to chime in?
I have nothing to say on this topic.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
That's why
a
Katie
golfer.
Can't hear you anyway, so she doesn't have headphones. So
you want me to call Frank back?
No, we had your dad on. You know that?
Yeah, it's like saying somebody has a terrible car, but they don't have air conditioning and power steering. And,
can we call your brother now and talk to him? So we'll just get the whole family.
He has a nice car.
How do you feel about me calling your father dad? Did you hear that?
I don't like it.
Well,
it feels...
that's what's going to happen from now on.
It feels icky.
What do you call Joe's parents?
I actually call Aunt Tish Aunt Tish.
Okay.
Which is good because it's kind of what the family calls her.
That makes sense.
I think I call him Gramps.
Yeah, she calls him Gramps.
I think I do. No, I call him Gramps.
Yeah, that's what everyone calls him.
It's By the way, I get an out on both sides
That's true.
So I love my dad. I got to be careful because I told you when I do this, my dad's sensitive. But let me go back in time a little bit.
Okay.
My grandfather, God rest his soul, he's a great man.
Sure.
On my mother's side, right?
World War II veteran.
Yes, World War II veteran. He was early in computers. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, he was a really, really, really great guy. But whenever he would come over, we would watch football and he'd say, if I saw those big bruisers coming at me, I'd throw them the football and run the other way. That was his joke.
That was his saying, big bruisers.
And that's exactly what he'd say.
Yeah.
And he said it, I don't know, Robbie, how many times did you hear him say it? 50 times?
More.
Yeah. He said it every single football game. And I'm like, eventually, even as a kid, I'm like, okay, I know, you're a pussy. Yeah. I get it, right? So, now my father doesn't do that. He does say the same thing every time, but in one instance, he's saying it to different people. So that's his line. I get that, right? Mm-hmm. And he always goes, who's cuter, me or you? Okay, whatever. At least he's saying it to a new group of people who are clearly more attractive than him.
It's a classic
right?
Gramps go-to.
That's his line. He thinks it's funny. But what he says to my son is, my son Joey, every time he goes, why don't you quiet down over there? Because he's not talking.
Right, right.
Every time. And every time I see my son, who loves his grandfather, fake laugh. I say, every time I see it, he's like, ha, 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 ha. Anyway, I guess this is my way of, enough with that line. You could still say that who's cuter, me or you. But the quiet down over there, that's...
Can we vote on his new line? Can we come up with new lines for
Gramps? Yeah. I'd definitely like to have a new line.
We'll talk about that, but I want to get to what do your sons call Katie? Are they? Is it mom?
They call her Katie. Yes, mommy.
No, let's go Katie on that one.
What if they did, though? I mean...
Do you mind? You mind
mom, you're great.
No, I would be a little uncomfortable. They can call me whatever they want, but
mom was a senior when I was a freshman in high school.
Sister mom.
Oh, mommy. Can they call you stepmom? Hey, step.
No, I mean, Katie's fine.
Okay. Can I call your dad Pap?
Sure.
Right. Let's take a break. We'll come back with the whole family might be joining us. Rob and Josh will be right back.
The Rob and Joe Show has become a fixture in my weekly flow. I don't miss work or church or chores, nor would I forget Rob and Joe. They aren't just funny, but can be most interesting. Not only that, I make new friends and share our thoughts by being there with them in chat. Their great success is created by all the talent that they share, but much of it is just because they with great luck have Robbie there. For those who miss the bonus shows, I promise it would be worthwhile to pay $5 just to add to your life many laughs and smiles. Just go to Patreon and join. Become a patron today. I promise you will never feel as though you've thrown $5 away.
No animals were harmed in the making of this program.
All right. Best man. It's locked in. Is there anything I could do to screw it up? I mean,
you can't screw it up.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's,
don't say that.
I am asking a lot of you, meaning, you know,
what
I'm
are
saying,
you asking?
Well, I'm naming you the best man and then you got to get there.
Well, I mean, I understand that.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm literally,
I got to get there and stay there.
It's like a $2,000 bill I've just provided.
Yeah, I don't get a room, right? I got to. You said I have to get there.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, no, I have to do more than get there.
And get
a
room.
I have to lodge
myself. Yes. I'm giving you a $2,000 in debt. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, thank you. So this is a destination wedding. Does that mean there's a bachelor party here before or there, or how does that work?
So,
or is that up to me?
I'm going to make your life extremely easy. If we're going to have a bachelor party, I'd say we just go gamble, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we can just go gamble. Yeah, we don't need. I don't need strippers. I'm not going to drink. So let's just go and get all of us. We'll go play poker.
Okay. You mean not at a casino?
We can do
house.
It at a casino, or we can just do it at a house. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, don't stress about that. Remember, I was married before. I've already had all this. Oh,
but the bachelor party. I mean, not all these guys play poker. We played poker with Eric Woodworth before. Do we want to have that happen?
Yeah, we
it's
do.
Not going to be a fun game though.
Not for him.
But I mean, Tommy, and I mean, assuming these are. Does Wilkerson does?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I know your poker buddies play poker, but
that's true.
You have more friends than that.
All right. Well, then I guess get to work. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. Well,
guess you got to figure it out.
I do. Does Frank play poker? He's cheap. He won't even get his car fixed. His AC window. He's not going to risk $5 in a poker game.
It's funny because he can't. He was in our fantasy football league last year.
Oh, that's right. Didn't he finish last?
He finished dead last. Like a lot you. Like me, right, in the golf. Yeah, and Katie said his team. Yeah,
God, we're the worst.
But he stuck around for poker, but he didn't play. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And afterwards, I actually won that day. And he goes, yeah, I didn't really think you played that well. But then I looked over and it looked like you won money. I was like, I thought I played okay.
Well, it's May.
Maybe it's a push thing. They just like to shit on me.
What about we could do a baseball game? Will you hate
the
Orioles?
Why the fuck would I want to do that?
What's next year? They could be good.
Can we go see like an MMA match or something like that?
What is this, Justin's? No.
Yeah, where would we go? They're...
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
That's Boise?
Yeah.
They have them in Baltimore. I mean, we could go to some band, see some band or something.
I would do that, yeah. But not everybody's going to like the same band.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we have some time to figure this out. But I mean, do you want to? I mean, we could go to a casino, and that way people could gamble, and people could be in the bar, so not everybody has to.
Yeah, we could do that.
Gambling.
I'm going to see this Sunday, Steve Miller.
Oh, nice. Where at?
Pier 6 opening for him. Do you know Robbie? Did I tell you?
No, who's opening?
Opening is Peter Frampton.
Oh yeah.
Who are you going with?
Katie Push.
All right.
Just dragging her.
Just the two of you?
Well, maybe. I mean, maybe it's a lot. We're on the lawn. I think, the Dave and Kristen will probably come. But it
doesn't matter. So I guess we can put a bow on the movie pass that the Christmas gift. It's now been, I think the 6 months is up.
Well, I got to be careful because somebody, it might have been JL. I'm not allowed to say it was a good gift.
Well, no, that's Mac Bergson.
Oh, so right. There it is. Mac Bergson. Yeah. I'm not.
Well, that is the debate because the debate is. Who's at fault here? For me not using the gift, obviously, or are you buying me a gift that you have to see movies to use, and I don't see movies?
What's the term in Maryland? Something negligence, where somebody each owns a little bit of responsibility for it.
Okay,
what's it called? Compensatory I don't remember what it's called, but you get the premise, right?
Yes.
I think. Here's the thing. First of all, you do see movies. I've seen, as a matter of fact, you saw two movies. The idea behind, by the way, do you think I would have seen 20 movies if it weren't for MoviePass? No, MoviePass is the reason that I see the amount of movies. Okay, so you saw two movies.
At least.
No, two.
Okay.
In 6 months. Why do you say at least, Rob? You think I'm lying?
No, I think you've seen like three or four.
No.
You couldn't have forgotten?
I saw Black Panther.
Yeah,
and I saw the scary one, the
Quiet Place.
Quiet Place.
That's it. Okay, you're also on the road a lot, so what does matter? I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
So, if you would have seen four more movies,
yeah,
then that would have been one a month, which would have been reasonable, to say, hey, you saw two, you like going, here you go, you've gone twice.
Yeah.
What's going three times more than you normally do because you have this. Now,
well, there's been movies I want to see, so it does make sense. It's not like me buying you a reading pass. You can download all these audiobooks or books.
It is
to
funny.
Read.
I bought a book I really wanted, and I read one chapter, and I literally was like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't read, and it's sitting on the table.
What
downstairs.
Is the book?
It's 12 Rules for Life by Jordan Peterson, which is going to polarize the audience because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's
now
like...
You're going to get hated.
Right, I'll get
should
some...
should never said that.
Yeah. Yes, but bleep it out.
But you didn't like it, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what a racist. I'm just kidding.
So, Robbie, where do you chime in on the MoviePass gift?
I would have probably been like you, Rob, where I wouldn't have used it that much because it takes a lot for me to go to the actual movies and sit in a theater with people. So I can understand why you didn't use it. But if Joe had given me the thing, I might have just made up that I went and sold it.
Well, but I don't want you to do that, right? But what I think if you had done is if you had used it a couple times and and then that started becoming easy, the process.
Yes.
You might have. But the fact
there
that
is some truth to that.
If you because you never even discovered how it worked.
Right.
That made you eventually just like, well, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to go to a movie to appease this guy. Whatever.
I can tell you that if I had gotten MoviePass for Christmas, 100% that if I had gone out and seen two movies, I would have used it.
Yeah. No, I think I've explained that, but I'll take some ownership on that. But my issue with the movies is not my lack of wanting to see them. It's just the scheduling with Tawanda. I can't see. Mm-hmm. We want to see the same movies. So it's not like there's a movie I want to see that she doesn't.
Yeah, but there's not one movie that you want to see that she doesn't. That doesn't exist.
I mean, I'm sure the movie it does, but nothing's coming to mind.
I just saw the movie American Animals. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay. So if you went and saw that movie without her, would she have been mad?
I don't know. Is it good?
It's awesome.
Well, then yes. Once I said it was awesome.
You can't retroactively be upset.
Well, yes, you can.
Well, no, you're
intent. She's a woman. Of course she can.
Okay. Yeah, no, can is not justifiable. What am I even talking about? Yeah.
Well, we like all the same movies.
Well, no. If I said to you, like, for example, my favorite movie of the year, I've said it's already, is Tully. Has she heard of Tully?
No.
That you go see it.
But I've already forgotten what that's about, too.
Well, so. Who cares? If I told you the movie's the best movie, and I've seen 20 movies this year.
I don't know.
Don't you feel like you and I have similar interests?
Probably, yes. Yeah. Well, okay, there might be some movies that she would like to see, like Mamma Mia 2 or something that I don't care about seeing. But I don't think there's not really another example. Unless there's some sports movie that's coming out. But is there? I don't know. Is there a story? Is the Capitals movie coming out? Because I'd like to see that.
Yeah. The next movie I want to see is, we talked about this, is Hearts Beat Loud and Incredibles 2. I want to see this.
I don't know what Hearts Beat Loud is.
That's with Nick Offerman. Remember you said he was promoting it.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So I definitely want to see that. And then there's this Mr. Rogers documentary, which is supposed to be incredible. Right. Have you heard about this, Robbie?
I did hear about it. Yeah.
It's getting a lot of praise.
Well, The Incredibles is one of the few. It's a Pixar movie, right?
That's right.
That I've seen. So,
well, it was 13 years between this one and the original.
It doesn't seem. I just saw it recently.
Yeah,
Tawana had wanted me to see it.
Well, Craig T. Nelson's got to be near 80 years old. I mean, he was in Poltergeist in 1980, right? Seems like he was my age back.
Oh, is that
then.
The main guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So he's Mr. Incredible.
Yes, right.
So Mr. Incredible's like Gramps' age. Doesn't seem right.
It seems. What are you talking about? It seems perfect.
Yeah, that's what Katie can call Gramps. Yeah. Mr. Incredible.
All right, so come this Christmas, since I basically have botched two Christmas gifts. I never made sure that Robbie's girlfriend got her gift because that was on me. I didn't use the gift.
That's similar to this one. What's your responsibility? Because you didn't get her, or either didn't hand her gift, or you didn't give her a gift. Robbie, instead of saying, hey, did you get, do we say her name on the air? Whatever. Do we get Robbie's girlfriend? Did you get my girlfriend a gift? And you go, oh, shoot, I forgot to get it. And you give it to her.
Yeah.
He held on to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then the next year you say, hey, you went, no, she's not going to get in because she gave a gift and didn't get anything back. Meanwhile, so now you feel like shit.
Yes.
Right? It's a passive aggressive way of dealing with it.
I also bought you the Dan Ninen book.
Yes. And I gave you a good gift.
Yeah, wait a minute. I did give you a Restivo shirt this year. Was that for Christmas? Or no? That was for something else.
This isn't your fault, but it's not wearable. It's so small. It's like a child's medium. Katie wears it every once in a while.
He bought boys' sizes.
Yeah, Katie. It's so funny you say that because we have these We have just a handful of t-shirts that remain, and it's we got a women's small, I think, or something like that. Even a women's, yeah. I don't know any women that could wear these shirts.
I know. It's crazy. I have some with my shirts, too. I have all these smalls.
Why we need, I guess I'll just give them all to Erica. Yeah. She's the only person I know that can wear them.
So we had a debate recently about the term bury the lead. It's a term in journalism, and you actually named the episode that, and I always assumed just that it was LEAD, and then I saw it written, and it's LEDE, and it just seems like something that Robbie would know. And so I challenged you on that, and you disagreed, and then you said that I was correct, that it is LEDE. But now you've done more research, Robbie?
Well, yes, initially when you had brought it up, I was unaware of LEDE, and I looked it up, and I immediately found what you were talking about. I said, well, yeah, that's LED's correct. But then I looked a little further.
You couldn't just leave it alone. Let's just stop right there. You saw that I was right, but you just had to keep digging.
It's a very Scott Apple.
Yes.
Yes.
And I immediately found two articles which said, yes, LEDE is traditional. In journalism, it's LEDE, but that nowadays LEAD is also acceptable.
You know, my son, Joey, my oldest, mm-hmm. we were listening to this song the other day, and I go, is that a guy singing? He goes, no, it's a girl. I go, are you sure? And so I look it up. It's a girl. I go, oh, yeah, it is a girl. He goes, I know. I told you. Okay. And I'm like, gosh, did I create that? Did I do that? God, what a Scott Apple thing. But, yeah, that. And then, hey, and then I, of course, I told that story in front of him. It's, again, I do that a lot on the show, too. When I want to address something, I put it on the show.
Yes.
Kind of a passive-aggressive way of dealing with it. So I told that story in front of Katie and his other brother, just kind of being funny. And then not even 10 minutes into the ride, he did it to me again in a completely different subject. So, I mean, that might be from me. That might be my doing. Or he might have inherited it from his uncle.
He very well, yeah, very, whatever they're saying is. So, Robbie, you've done this research, but, I mean, I still feel like I was right to say that it's LEDE. But are you saying that I'm not right?
No, I'm not saying that. It was good that you pointed out because I learned something. I was happy to something. However,
you seem much smarter now.
However, LEAD was not wrong.
Okay.
It's still an acceptable way to write that phrase.
All right.
Do you ever have anybody apologize and they say, I'm sorry you misunderstood? Do you know what I'm talking about? You're in an argument. That's not an apology. It means you've done something wrong because you didn't understand what I was trying to say. I'm sorry you misunderstood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's it, Robbie's equivalent
right
now.
That's what he does. Yeah. big news for you and Katie now. You're getting a dog. Is that the word on the street?
So this is the thing. And by the way, Robbie, before you go crazy, let me finish my thought, okay? Every Sunday, on Sunday, we have a tradition. Before we go to church, we go to the puppy store because it's by the Dunkin' Donuts. We go to the puppy store and we look at puppies, right? And you're allowed to play with them and all that stuff. And they know us now. They know damn well we're not going to buy one of these dogs, right? However, there was a dog there. I guess we first saw him about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. He's still there. He was still there on Saturday. And he is a dog de Bordeaux. Have you guys ever heard of these?
Yes.
I don't know anything about dogs.
All right. What is it, Robbie?
I've seen them on the dog show. I'm trying to remember what they look like.
It's French Mastiff.
Yeah. They're wrinkly, right?
It has the largest head of any dog.
Okay.
Okay. Its lifespan is 5 to 8 years.
Sounds horrible.
Well, yeah, but you know, you say that. First of all, this dog is adorable, and then they grow to be these huge dogs, and they barely move. They just sit there. You don't have to like. They got a great disposition. They're lovable. They're not gigantic. Now they drool. They do a lot of drooling. So that's something you have to deal with. It
wasn't that Turner and Hooch? Wasn't he one of
correct.
Those kind of dogs?
That's absolutely
this
correct.
Is the dog you want.
That's the dog. This is the dog I want.
Okay.
So I'm looking into rescues now. There hasn't been anything close, but that's the dog that I want because I fell in love with this dog, and I can't buy this dog because it costs $2,400.
Well, why do you like this breed?
Well, it's adorable. Also, I feel, I have some, what's the word? I'm like, what do I have, 20 more years with my wife?
No, you're gonna live to be 90.
I am.
Well, yeah, she might leave you. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, quality of life. So, right. How many quality years left do I have with my wife? 20, 25? I'll be 75 in 20 years.
Okay.
25 years.
Sure.
25 years. Okay. So I identify with this doll.
Well, wait a minute. Does Gramps have a quality of life with his wife right now?
He does, but his wife and her him they're probably going to move on near the same time.
I understand what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So this dog, it's only four months old. Well, hell, its life is almost 10% over. It's still a little puppy.
Okay, I don't think the math is right on that. But
well, if you live half a year, and if you live 5 years, a half a year is 10% of your life.
Okay, but so, it's 3 months old.
It's four months okay. old. Anyway.
So it dies young.
It dies young.
It gets really big.
It's adorable. It's lovable.
Okay,
it doesn't
almost
like to move
every
around.
Dog is adorable. So that's a given.
I don't know.
I think when you're getting a dog, adorable is a pretty safe.
Well, it also has a great disposition.
Yes.
It also isn't active. We live in a townhouse. We can't have a dog that's going to require a lot because we don't have the type of...
But so you don't want to get a dog that requires a lot because you can't offer a lot.
Not necessarily requires a lot because we do give dogs a lot of attention.
Yeah.
And so it'll get that. You know, I want to be able to take it wherever we go, right? Not like Robbie where you can shove it in a bag, but, you know, I'd like to take it as many places as I can.
It sounds like you want a cat.
I hate cats. Doesn't require
any attention.
No, cats are the worst. But that's the dog I have my eye on. Katie has the same argument, and that's that you love this thing and then it's gone.
Yeah.
But that's, how about life? I mean, that's what life is about. Life, you know,
On its own, it happens. You don't have to force that.
Well, I'm not killing it.
No, but you're purposely buying something that's not going to live for a long time.
Well, first of all, it's 5 to 8. But the other thing is, well, what's the alternative? Nobody owns them, and what happens? The breed's gone?
And they do, you know, this is a purebred dog you're going to buy, and it's going to have some problems. So it is going to have a tough life, and it's not going to live very long.
Talk about passive aggressive, right?
I'm saying that it is an investment in hardship.
Okay. So.
Wow.
Yes. Now, listen, if they have health problems, it's probably because they're giant dogs.
Yes.
They don't die in 5 years because.
Allergies, joint problems, things like this.
Okay. Anyway, well, back to the story. That's the dog that I'm on. Now, we're thinking about getting two dogs, so maybe I can get one and Katie can get one.
Now it's the same breed?
No, Katie probably get a golden. That's the idea.
Okay, a real dog.
And then I'll get... No, this is a real dog.
Okay. So you're getting defensive about this dog.
Well, I don't own it. I can't really
but
get...
you feel like you there's something... You see yourself in
I
that dog.
I have a kinship, yes.
Yes.
Yes, but I see... This dog, especially the puppy.
Is it the drooling? Because Katie talked about you spitting.
I remember. Yeah. Yes. No, it's not the drooling because it's a pup. The one I met is a puppy.
Okay.
It hasn't started drooling yet. No, I identify with it because, first of all, you know, I have sympathy for it.
Because it can see the end. Like
yes,
you.
It can see the end of its life right around the corner. Imagine you're 5 years old and you die.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the life of this dog.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to find a rescue in that breed.
There's literally a website with hundreds of rescues.
For that breed?
Yes, but you have to be
able... Where
are
they located?
You don't... Hey, Cochran, the argument was that I couldn't find a rescue. I had already mentioned that there was nothing nearby, but there were dozens of rescues that were available in this breed.
Well, that's good to know. So you can do it without spending $2,000. Okay.
Yeah, which I had said from the beginning that wasn't my plan. But the closest one is like Georgia. There wasn't anything that was super close.
So you have to spend some money to get the dog to you.
Or I can wait until one is closer to me.
You pay Eric and Tommy to go to Georgia and pick up the dog. record the entire thing. Well, let's not go there.
Probably do it for gas money.
Yeah. Do you have a potential name for this dog?
Yeah, we were thinking, Robbie's going to hate this, by the way. But the big dog we wanted to name Walter, and then the little dog we were going to name the Dude. And if we got a third, smaller dog, we were going to name it Donnie.
And a fourth dog, Fuck the Eagles.
Yes, that's, well, we're just going to name it that. No, but Walter and the Dude, that's the plan on our dog.
Do you hate that, Robbie?
Yeah, it's silly.
Yeah, Robbie's dog's name is Bobby. That's way better.
That's the show, guys. Hey, next murder mystery coming up July. Well, I'll be July 8th in Syracuse, and then locally here July 10th at the Ram's Head in Annapolis. We're bringing Marianne from Kirk and Marianne on board. You get to see is a dual, triple 98 Rock threat. We got you, Justin, and Marianne. So maybe we can get on their station and talk about the show.
Yeah, let's see how we can do.
Anyway, just check it out. Rams at Annapolis, July 10th. That's Tuesday night. Back to the 80s. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.